Hanuman continued on his way, soaring through the sky. Suddenly, a Rakshasi woman named Simhaka grabbed onto his shadow. Unaware of what was happening, Hanuman first thought he was losing his strength. However, upon looking around, Hanuman saw a huge ghastly creature emerging from the sea. As Simhaka rushed towards Hanuman, her mouth opened wide, and Hanuman began to expand his body. However, the sharp-witted Hanuman realized that the onrushing Rakshasi's mouth was still large enough to swallow him. Thus, reversing his previous strategy, Hanuman suddenly shrunk himself to tiny proportions. He then entered the Rakshasi's mouth and plunged into her hideous body. Using his sharp claws, Hanuman proceeded to tear the Rakshasi's heart to pieces. Then, Hanuman came out of her body and resumed his expanded size. As Simhika fell down dead into the water, the Siddhas, Charanas, and Vidyadharas all glorified Hanuman for his victory. Soon thereafter, the beaches and forests on the distant shore of Lanka all came into view. Thinking that the Rakshasas would spot him, Hanuman resumed his normal size and landed on a crag of Trikuta, the main mountain on the island of Lanka. And even after his jump of 100 yojanas, Hanuman did not feel even slightly tired. Gazing upward, he beheld the wonderful city of Lanka, which was perched atop the Trikuta mountain and surrounded by moats filled with lotus flowers. The city was encircled by a high golden wall that was heavily guarded by fierce Rakshasas. And as Hanuman approached the northern gate of Lanka, he saw towering white palaces and broad avenues adorned with golden arches, all crowded with innumerable fierce, ugly Rakshasas, armed with all manner of weapons and able to change their forms at will. Hanuman then thought to himself, "This city appears to be unconquerable, even by the demigods. What to speak of an army of monkeys? How can Ram hope to vanquish these Rakshasas, since only myself, Sugriva, Nila, and Angada can cross the ocean to come here? But regardless, my first duty is to find out if Sita is still alive. I must carefully consider how I can meet her, for incompetent messengers sometimes spoil even the best of plans, and these guards appear to be extremely vigilant. Therefore, I cannot try to enter in my natural form. It appears that not even the wind could enter Lanka undetected. So I must assume some inconspicuous guise and then enter the city at night." Hanuman eagerly waited for the sun to set, and when it finally grew dark, Hanuman became as small as a cat and entered Lanka by jumping over the high wall. Hanuman saw that the city was beyond his imagination, full of 7- and 8-story palaces that were lavishly adorned with gold and jewels. The entire city was filled with magnificent houses with windows of diamond-studded lattice. Inside were beautiful women, and the sounds of laughter and sweet music could be heard. Throughout the city, Rakshasa Brahmanas chanted Vedic hymns, praying for Ravana's protection. The moon then rose above the horizon, thus helping Hanuman by spreading its silvery illumination. At that time, Lanka personified, in the form of a hideous Rakshasa woman, came before Hanuman, challenging him. How have you entered this city unchecked? What is a monkey like you doing in the kingdom of the Rakshasas? I will only answer your question after you tell me who you are. I am the presiding deity of Lanka. It is I who carefully guards the city on behalf of Ravana. And because you have entered here without permission, you shall meet your death today by my hands. I have only come here to take a tour of the city, for I desire to see all the magnificent gardens and palaces. No, this city is inhabited only by Rakshasas. Stray monkeys like you are not allowed to roam these streets. If you want to view the opulence of Lanka, you will have to kill me first. Aha! I will look at this city as much as I like, and then depart the same way I entered. Oh, monkey, you will not. And the enraged Lanka struck Hanuman with the palm of her left hand. But Hanuman roared loudly with indignation and struck Lanka with his left fist, although not violently, because she was a woman. Lanka then fell to the ground, moaning in pain, and then she begged Hanuman, "Oh, please spare me, for a true hero will never strike a woman. For you see, long ago, Lord Brahma once told me, and when you are overpowered by a monkey, the destruction of your city and all the Rakshasas will be imminent. I therefore admit defeat, for I can understand that Ravana's death is at hand. O monkey, you have my permission to enter Lanka."